Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. Kasav Vishum Malchus, Sheino Hagenis. It's interesting, this is one of those Mishnahs that we're not naive like. We're not even naive with Hatchila to write Gittin and Shtaris L'shem the Malchus that we live in. And yet, in the time of the Mishnah, clearly there was a takana to write, at least Gittin, L'shem the Malchus that a person was in. So our Mishnah says, Kasav L'shem Malchus Sheino Hagenis. If you wrote the year to the Malchus of Bavel, Sheino Hagenis, I would think Bavel would be called Eino Hagenis because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says it's called Eino Hagenis for a different reason, because it's Ein Lo Yitzav, Eloi Lashon. So that refers to Bavel. The Shem Malchus Mordai, the Shem Malchus Yavon, Lebinyan Abayis, the Churban Abayis. So if you wrote it for any of these dates, now we're told the date is correct, the date is accurate, you're writing the right number of years from the Binyan or Churban Abayis or from Malchus Bavel, whatever it is, the date is correct, but the formula is wrong. You're writing it instead of for the present Malchus, you're writing it from the one of these Malchusen. Or Haya B'Mizrach HaKasa B'Mar, B'Mar HaKasa B'Mizrach. Or you are in the Makim is off, the Makim that's written in the date is off. The Gemara will say Pshat, which Makim goes into it. We'll see that it goes into a get. The Gemara will get to that on pay. All of these cases, Teitzei, Mizeh, Umizeh, V'tzricha, Get, Mizeh, Umizeh. So in all of these cases, the get, she gets this get, and then she marries somebody else. So Teitzei, Mizeh, Umizeh, she needs a get from both. And the Mishnah goes through 13 things, Yud, Gimel, Dvarim, the 13 things that apply in such a case. So this takana is a takana to write L'shem Malchus. I guess we should just look at the Gemara, the first piece of Gemara on Pei Amud Aleph. My Malchus Sheino Hagenes, Malchus Araimian. My Kari Lo Malchus Sheino Hagenes, Mishum Dein Lam Lo Ksav Lo Lashon. I'm sorry, I said Bavel, I meant wrong, the Araimian. Strange. I would think because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, I would call it Malchus Sheino Hagenes, no? A funny thing. Why is it called Malchus Sheino Hagenes? Because Englam like Savalai Lashon. They don't have their own language or their own alphabet. Latin is not a not an original language. So that was Latin was the language of Rome. And for that reason, it's called an inferior country, whatever that means. The Dalam Hamashava, not for now. Amara Ula, Neima Titu Malchus Begifni, Mishum Shalom Malchus. What's the Gemara here is telling us that our Mishnah is not a Gittin Takana. It's not for the purpose of Gittin. It's for the purpose of Shalom Malchus. They made a Takana on a get, that you have to write the get to the year of the Malchus, and Mishum Shalom Malchus Teitev Alavad Mamzer. Even though it's only Mishum Shalom Malchus, the child is a Mamzer if the woman remarries. Remela Tamei Damer Rafa Nunim Shmeitu Ula Oyma Haya Remeya Kol Mishanim Epeish Tolchem Begitin Avlad Mamzer. We had in the first parak Remeya held you need to say the exact lashon the Chazal and the Sakin. Same thing here, the get has to have the exact lashon the Chazal and the Sakin. So Mimela, if you're Mishana, it's Ma'akif. We don't pass in like Rameya. But that does not mean that we don't hold that there's a takan. It means we hold it's not Ma'akif. In other words, there's no machlokes that there was a takan of Shalom Malchus to write a get to the year of that Melech. That there's no Shaila. The question is it ma'akiv? So it may hold its ma'akiv, and we pass him, it's not ma'akiv. Now the big question here is, why Bizman Hazeh, we don't do this? We write Gittin, even Shashtaris, but the Taisa says the main takana is for Gittin. So let's say for Gittin, we don't write Gittin for the year of the Melech, we write Gittin for the year of the of Bria Sailam. We write it by the year of Bria Sailam. We don't write it with Shem Malchus. So the question is why, and it's actually on Peyamid Beis, Tosis talks about it. We'll have some sort of Machlokes Rashi Tosis there about why, logically, why things changed. And we're going to say basically that nowadays, even the Goyim don't write L'shem Malchus. The Goyim don't write contracts to the year of the United States of America, the year of Russia. They write it to the year of whatever their counting is. So since the Goyim don't write L'shem Malchus, so we also there's no Indian of Shalom Malchus, so Mele it's Bob. The Goyim L'shem Malchus means that you would write that this is the 228th year and the 29th year of the United States of America. That's the way Shtaris were written. Whichever country you were in, it was written to the to that country, and to that melech when Melachim took over. So that takana, since the reason is bottled, the takana is bottled. What? Oh, so that's a kasha that the Maram Shif asks. I believe it's the Maram Shif on Daftei on the days. Maram Shif asks that we have a rule that if Chazal make a takana and the tam is bottled, even though the tam is bottled, the takana remains. So even though the reason that there'll be an eva with the malchus no longer applies, frek the Maram Shif, why is it that bizman hazeh we changed? Why do we change? We should still stick, right? We still say you can purkan, even though there's no tamid chum left in Bavel. We still chazar sashat, even though I've never seen anyone be yitzel chazar sashat. But there's a takana. Once Chazal make a takana, takana remains. So why doesn't this takana remain? So that's a Maram Shif's kasha, which let's see if we can we can deal with. First, there's a Pnei Yeshua on this initiative. Pnei Yeshua declares this takana to write L'shem Malchus. So let's say someone lived in Greece. So he's going to write for the Greek Malchus. He won't write for the Roman Malchus, he'll write for the Greeks. He won't write for the Persians, he'll write for the Greeks. What's the hesber in this takon? Is it Mishum Chashivusa, that we have to show the Chashivus to the present Malchus? That was the takon. We should show the Chashivus to the present Malchus. Or was it what he calls Mishum Zilusa, that the takana was because it's a zilzul for this Malchus if I'm going to write it for a different Malchus, right? The Persians were here, the Greeks overthrew the Persians, I'm going to write a contract to the date of the Greeks. It's a zilusa for the present Malchus to write it for a different Malchus. So Pnei Yeshua declares whether the reason we write this takana of Kvod Malchus is it that we have to show chashivas to the Malchus? Or is it that it shouldn't be a zilusa to the Malchus by writing to different Malchus? The Mishnah said that we don't write L'churban Abayis. Why don't we write L'churban Abayis? What's wrong with dating a shtar L'churban Abayis? Why does the king care? So Rashi says, the nation lekosav l'shem malchus. The psul of Chorbin Habayis, what's the psul? Because he didn't write it l'shem kvod malchus. So that's the Pnei Yeshua, it's a raya, which way? It's a raya, they have to show chashivas. Because Chorbin Habayis, what's wrong with Chorbin Habayis? What's wrong with Chorbin Habayis? It's not a different kingdom. What's wrong with writing the Chorban Abayis? So to pay sure it's a raya from Lashon Rashi that it's Mishum Chashivusa. What? The what? Shiyamr Chashuvin Anu Beinayim Shekash Shistay Mishmein. Yeah. It's the pay sure it's second to the Rashi, I believe, as well. So he learns in Rashi that it's Mishum Chashivusa. Now on Chorbin, I saw, you know, I was thumbing through the Mefarshim Before I saw the issue, I saw someone says, maybe someone here remembers, that Mishum Churban Bayis is the same as writing it to the Romans. Since the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so you could learn Zilusa also. It's a Zilusa for the present government if you write it the Churban Bayis. Because what's Churban Bayis? Churban Bayis is when the Romans took over Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim at least. So Churban Bayis, Loi Rashi, Takat, Fish was right. Mishum Chashivusa. But you can learn Zilusa too, and you can learn Mishum Zilusa. You can learn Mishum Zilusa, and Churban Bayis is a Zilzul, because Churban Bayis is the same as writing the year the Romans took over Yerushalayim. So I'm saying you could learn that there was no takana to show chashivus. The takana was not to be mezalzel. Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's mezalzel because mezalzel on who?
That
the Greeks don't hold it as a
zilzul,
but it's there.
Now
we're starting. Zilzul to us, but that's not a reason that we can't do it. They counted the churban there. There was a time when they counted the churban abayis. The Yeshua says what. When Rashi made the hava, Rashi is going on what you would make a mistake and say. He's not saying the emes. He's going on the Gemara, where it says, "I would have thought." My dehava hava, kamash. Well, it's not that way. Okay. So it's not arrived from that Rashi. Okay. If anything, it's right the other way. Right? Rashi's saying what I would have thought to say. Now, there will be a pashta nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? It's mishum chashivusa, mishum zilusa. Huh? What'll be a nafkamina? If you didn't write anything, that'll be a nafkamina. What is it if you left out the man in Gaza? If you left out this man entirely, so if the takana was chashivusa, so you missing chashivusa, you didn't show chashivus to the malchus. If that takana, so then it should be possible. If the takana was zivusa, they now be mezalzel in the malchus. So if you wrote nothing, you are mezalzel. What? Well, on Gimel Amid Beis, we had, it's actually later on Pevav, we had on Gimel Amid Beis, Gimel Gittin Psulim, Vinicius Havlat Kosher, one of them is Ein Bei Zman. We had that if you write a get with no Zman at all, those man, did he ever to get his kosher? And it's going even like Remeyer, Gemara says in Pevav. Even like Remeyer, if you wrote no Zman at all, to get his kosher. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, that's proof that it's only Mishum Zilusa. That's proof that it's only Mishum Zilusa. Because if it's Mishum Chashivusa, if you wrote no Zman at all, then it should be possible. You didn't show chashivus to the malchus. No? And Ramei holds his ma'akiv. So since if you write no zman at all, it's kosher, it's not the Pnei Yeshua, that's a raya. That the takana is Mishum Zilusa. All takana is only, you shouldn't be mezalzel by writing a different malchus. Anybody's man uses no man at all. That's not the word anybody's man.
Sorry, I think we're here, we're talking about not writing the Shema, but then we can have
It's true. But the Gemara in Gimel of the Days is talking about anybody's man. But if you didn't write his man, you didn't write the Malchus either. What'd you write? If you didn't write the 50th year of the kingdom, then you didn't write the kingdom. You can write the kingdom without the 50th year of the kingdom, obviously. Right. So Pneshua names on that it's Mishum Zilusa, and that's a Raya, not like Rashi, but he says that it's Mishum Zilusa, and he holds that that's a Shtaka Raya. He answers Rashi a little bit, but he says that not for Rashi, he calls it the Sheet of the other Rishayim, is Mishum Zilusa. His man is there. We don't write Zman in the Shtar. Why? Because Bizman has said the Goyim don't do it either. The Goyim don't do it either. So what does that help? What does that help? If the Takana was Mishum Chashivusa to show Chashivus, you're not showing Chashivus. So the Goyim don't show Chashivus either. But we have a Takana, you're supposed to show Chashivus. Why is it bottled? Then we have Akasha. That why isn't the Takana shouldn't be bottled by itself? If the Takana was Mishum Chashivus, you have to show Chashivus to the kingdom. So Goyim don't show Chashivus. Fine. But we still have a Takana, we should. However, if the Takana is Mishum Zilusa, that you're not allowed to be Mizalzal in the Malchus by writing to a different Malchus, if it's Mishum Zilusa, then it's very understandable that nowadays, where the Goyim themselves write not l'shem Malchus. So if we write also not l'shem Malchus, there's no Zilusa. There's no Zilusa. We can write whatever we want to write. There's no Zilusa anymore. Whatever we're going to write is not a Zilusa because they're not writing either. So maybe. So we're going to have to see what happens with Zman Hazeh if we write a different Malchus. Is that a psul or not? Yes? The Takana still shouldn't be bottled. As you asked. Okay, I'll answer you in a minute. Okay? But this is only what I'm saying till now is in Pneshua. Pneshua says that if it's Mishum Zilusa, then we understand that when the Goyim themselves stop doing it, L'malchus, so we don't do it, L'malchus. Now, if we do it to a different Malchus, maybe it'll be Zilusa. We'll see on payment base. But at least the whole Takana was not to be Mizalzel. It's not a Zilzel. We'll write Lebri Asylum. They also write an arbitrary number. So what's the difference? That's the counterfeitation. Now, if you're going to ask, even if it's Mishum Zilusa, but it's a Takana, you should have to, even though the reason is Bottle, we should have to stick with the Takana. It's still a good cash. We had an exception numerous times over the years, an exception to the rule that when Chazal make a Takana, the Takana is forever. So we said that's a general rule. Chazal make a Takana, the reason is Bottle is forever, except when originally Chazal had an exception because of the reason. If in the original Takana Chazal themselves had an exception because of the reason, then even nowadays, if we have other exceptions because the reason doesn't apply, so it would hold true even nowadays. When you learn this Pnei Yeshua, it comes out, at least like Remeya, that there was an original exception. What was the original exception? The original exception was if you leave out this man entirely. Now, Chazal made a Takana, you have to write for the Malchus. The way Pnei Yeshua learns, it's Mishum Zilusa. And they said, therefore, if you forgot entirely, you didn't write any Zman at all, that's an exception. So, there, since the Tam doesn't apply, the Takana doesn't apply. So the rule of the Matiyainis, the Yesenachis' rule was, if the original Takana had an exception, then today, if the reason doesn't apply, we also can have an exception. So that would hold true as an explanation to answer the Maram Shif's kasha. Why is the takana bothered? So the answer would be because we found exceptions in the original takana. So since we found exceptions in the original takana, so therefore, today, when the original time doesn't apply, it shouldn't apply. Now, what I'm saying is only true like Rameya. It's not so good la halacha. We'll have to see la halacha if we could find even Bismanam an exception. But it would be at least a mahalach that in the original takana there was an exception. That would be the mahalach. We have at least like Rameya an exception. We'll have to see if that's good enough. But that would be a bit of a hesber to explain the answer to Maram Shif's kasha.
Why is the original takana a shiva? And if they themselves don't consider that they
if it's Mishum Chashivusa, so if they themselves don't consider it a Chashivus, first of all, is it borrowed that they don't consider a Chashivus if someone does write? Someone writes a contract and he writes it's the so and so many years to the establishment of the country. Some it's a Chashivus, they just don't do it. No? The Pnei Shus seems to say, the way I'm telling you, that a Chashivus, it's always a Chashivus. Just they're not zayin the chashivas. It doesn't make it as chashivas. That's why the issue is never done. Excuse me. We pass like a chachamim that you write, but if you didn't write, so it's not ma'akid. It's not upline names. They're not like the mission. That's how the takana was. Yeah. What was? This man I said we don't write the Shem Malchus even the Chatzchila. This man I said Shulchan Aruch it says that we don't write even the Chatzchila. And Rambam it says already. The Rambam says that this man I said did not know you to write the Shem Malchus at all. We write either the Bria Sa'ilam or something called Minyishtaris, which you guys probably never heard of. The concept of Minyishtaris, which we'll talk about a different time. But that's the way the Rambam in the first parak of Chizkerishin, at the end of the parak, that's how he says the Degash Dar. The Rambam, you don't want. Oh, is that true? We'll have to see. We'll have to see if that's true, because the Rambam, the truth is the Rambam about Kiddush, but it's not right, he holds B'Shem Eifin. Oh, we'll have to see. Let's see what you say. But at any rate, the this is the Pnei Shuas, his two mahalchim, and had to understand how to understand this. Let's go through the 13 things in the Mishnah. Tzrichiget mizeh umizeh. Again, teitzei mizeh umizeh. From which two? Her original husband and her second marriage. She can be married to neither one. The tzrichiget mizeh umizeh. Then law like suva, like peris, like mizainis, like balais, that's six. What is like peris? Since the machlekes rishayim, why does it mean she doesn't get peris? Just the opposite. A woman gets peris from a nechseim alog if she's. So Rashi teaches peris means doesn't mean fruit. It doesn't mean fruit from a field. It means pirkuna mishviya. She has the husband has to give us certain things connected to peris. So she doesn't get whatever the trade-off is in a marriage, if the husband's obligated to be paid to her, that she doesn't get. That's how Rashi teaches. The other teach would be, I believe it's in the Rashba, that she has no peiris, that she can't be teveya, the peiris of the field, if the husband already took peiris from her field, she can't demand it back and say, I'm a Guresha. She can't demand it back. So that's six. Vilay, look at Rashi, that's Rashi teaches peiris. V'loi alzev. That's six things. Im nalo mizeh mizeh tachzir. V'avlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. V'loi zev zeh mitamin la. Now that's a hard one. Loi zev zeh mitamin la means what? She's married to two men. She married the first man. She got a get that was the shame malchushena against. But she thought it's a good get. She married a second man. And then she died. So Rashi says in Kayanim, if they're Kayanim, which is an obvious problem, they can be Kayanim. Why? Because when she married the second one, she thought she's a grusha. So Kaya can't marry a grusha. Even if the Baal died, if you're mugureshes from someone, and the Baal died, so you, once she's a grusha, if she was a grusha before he died, she can never marry Kaya. It's also not mashma that the first husband died. She says, Loi zeb is zeb metamin lo. It's mashma, he's alive, he can't be metamin. Someone said that what? The husband died. The first husband died, so Suffolk Gerishin. So there, but how did she marry the second one? That's the problem. How did she marry the second husband if he's a Kayin? If she got a get, and then the husband died, so she, let's say she's a Suffolk Mugureshis, how could she marry the second Kayin? But the evidence she married him, and even if the husband didn't die, it would be a marriage. This is story 11. What? But how did she marry a kohen? She got married, she thought it's a good get. She thought she's a mugureshes. So the guy. So why is she tasted from the second one? If the husband died, she married the second one, everything's fine. If he dies? No. If a person gets a bad get from her, if she gets a bad get from her husband, it's not a good get. Then the husband dies, of course she can marry. That's a question. So the Marshal is the Kasha, and he says, Rashi means, like if one is a Kain and one's a Nazir. That's a Kain name. But Mishkachas Lov, if it's one, the first one was a Kain, the second one was a Nazir. Which to us sounds good, because we don't know too much. But the Kim Hege says that the Marshal is even a bigger Pella than Rashi. Because a Nazir is never Mitama to Kraivim, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's a Mishnah in Nazir. A Nazir is not metame to the Kraven. He's like a Kohen Gadol. He's not metame to any of the Kraven. So Pella and the Mashal, how he could think such a thing, Nazir, it's a Mashal Pella.
Why can't
the Mishnah just be Mishnah in the Not every Mishnah has been
under
Rabban. Do you explain the Mashal or the Mashal?
Mashal, so
the thing. Nazir? Lo Yisev is a metamin law, and Nazir came in time with his wife, of course he came in time with his wife. Even if it's a full-fledged wife, it has nothing to do with this Mishnah.
And also, later Rashi will bring other things the rice, but you don't know the rice, you can't do it.
That's going to be the same. I'm sorry.
The problem is that it's not possible to happen, right? So what are you telling us? Why the Mishnah tell us? Maybe the Mishnah is only saying it
because we want to list the whole 13 things.
Right.
We want to list the whole 13 things. Right? If it's stuff, we'll say that. If we can find a pshat, obviously it would be better. Nachinam. The Marshal does say a second pshat. Marshal's second pshat is the pasuk says lo yitama, that a person has a mitzvah dafka to be mitamet his kraivim. If he's not obviously he's not a nazir, dafka he has a mitzvah to be mitamet. So Marshal says you can learn the Mishnah is talking about Yisraelim, not like Rashi. But normally there's a mitzvah to be mitama to a kariv, dafka to be mitama lo yitama, and memela. In this case, the Mishnah says, "Lo yzev yzev metamela." They're not mechuyif to be metametar. That's what the Marshal says. So Rabbi Kivega doesn't like this one either. Rabbi Kivega says that this teretz is good, like the Ravid. The Ravid shita is it's a mitzvah taka to be metama to a karev. But the Rambam holds, interestingly, the Rambam holds a Kayin has a mitzvah to be metama to Kraven. There's seven Kraven. Lo yitama is by Kayin. A Kayin has a mitzvah dafka to become tame by his Kraven. A Kayin dies, it's a mitzvah dafka to be metama. But Yisrael doesn't have to be metama. Let's say you would have a Yisrael who loses a relative. And he comes in for the levaya, and he's not in the same room as the mace. He meets the mace at the where they're being buried, and he stands further away from the mace. He watches the burial. The Rama says there's no mitzvah to be metam. So Vaita, such Rabbi Kinegi, doesn't understand the Mashal. Like the Rabbi, the Taka good Teretz. But there's no mitzvah law Yitama by Yisrael. So the Chassam Sefer explains that this Mashal. And he says what the Mashal means, law Yitama, that he should be Mitamatar, it means he's Mechuyiv Bikfurasa. A husband is Mechuyiv to take care of the kfura of his wife. It's one of the chiyuvei ba'al ishtai. Of course, assuming she dies before him. A man is mechuyev to take care of the kfura. And some sefer brings other mishnayos, where the lashon metama law means he has to take care of the kfura. He says that's what it means. The mashal sekeb pshat is metamin law, that he's achroi to take care of the kfura. That's the pshat. Like upon him, this is I forgot already. What? By Israel. By Israel. Yeah, by Kayit. It's hard to understand how it could be Shkachas law by a Kayit. The Kayit shouldn't have married her. But it's another Pshat in the Mishnah, not in Rashi. It's Pshat in the Mishnah, that it means Israel. And the Tamilah, what? So Lain the Tamilah doesn't mean he's not allowed to then. It means he's not obligated to. Neither husband is mechuyev to pay for kfura, to take care of a kfura. Then I'm mechuyev. So I think we're up to, what is it, 8 things of the 13? And lo zev zev zakoyim, lo bim tziyasa, lo mas yedel, lo bafaras nedereha. And you know, none of them could be matan neder or get, mas yedel, and tziyusa. Plus, Hoysa Bas Yisrael Nifselas Min HaKohuna. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Posel Min HaKohuna. Rashi says the Zaynahi. Why she is Zayna? Because she's Neshes Hishon, the first one, when she married the second. That's Rashi Shita, the way Rashi explains this whole Mishnah. Rashi Shita is to consider her a Eshes Hishon, the first, when she marries the second. Tosfos, in the bottom line of Tosfos, looks at the Mishnah differently. Tosfos says, "Hocha min haTorah tzricha get misheini, shari get gomer hayoyse shigirish vayarishin." Tosfos learns the Mishnah that the first get was min haTorah, salad get. Tosfos learns the first get, since min haTorah was a good get, we look at it as a totally solid get. And the whole Mishnah is about the second marriage, that means Rabbanu, there are problems. According to Tosfos, Nifselas Min HaKohuna, she's a Grusha, not outside. The first get was a total get, because Min HaTorah is a good get. So the whole Nifselas Min HaKohuna is only a, it's not outside, it's out Grusha. And Taka just picks it, mentions that he has one of the 13 things, but it's Taka not a Chiddush yet. Baslevi min ha-maisa, baskei min ha-truma. Baslevi is not entitled to maisa anymore. Baskei is not entitled to truma anymore. V'yarshin shalzeh. Ein yarshin shalzeh, v'yarshin shalzeh, yarshin ksuvasa. And the yarshin don't get the ksuva. V'meisu echav shalzeh, v'echav shalzeh, chotzim v'loi v'yar. Now if you count, it's a little more than 13 things. It's called the Yid Gimel Dvarim. It seems that you have to put together the Bas Yisrael, the Nifselas Min HaKohuna, Bas Levi Min HaMaisa, Bas Kayin Min HaTruma, sort of is one. Bas Yisrael, Bas Levi, Bas Kayin, it's one thing. It applies this way to Bas Yisrael, this way to Bas Levi, this way to Bas Kayin. Anyway, maybe there's a different way to count the 13, but anyway, these are all of the psulim here in the Mishnah. Teshua deals with the question of the fact that min haTorah this is a good get. Min haTorah there's no shaila, it's a good get. The whole psul here is the psul d'Rabbanan. The question of how the Rabbanan pasul a get d'Oraisa, b'frat according to Rashi. Rashi learns, Rashi in the Mishnah learns, that the kedusha sheni lo have a kedusha. That the kedusha of the second man are b'chlal not a kedusha. The only reason the second man gives a get is also the separate takana de rabbanu. Which means the rabbanu are oike the get. So Pnei Yeshua deals with the question of how the Rabbanu Waikid again. Last week we dealt with a case where a woman receives a get midrabbanan with a kinyan d'alanis or a kinyan d'rabbanan. How are the rabbanan oikar kedushin? That's what we dealt with last week. That if a woman gets a get that's only good midrabbanan, how are you oikar the kedushin? So we said either al tefka bez and hefka because they were oikar the kedushin called the mekadosh, that the rabbanan mekadosh, etc. Here it's a reverse question. Where minatayra it's a good get. Minatayr, it's a good get. How are the Rabbanan oikid to get? So Pnei Yeshua says three pshatim, and he holds all three are emes, and very interesting pshat. The first pshat is the easy one. The first pshat he says, called the Megarish, I did Rabbanan Megarish. Same to go with the same heter, just like by Kiddushin. He said, call the Mekadish, Adaita Drabana Mekadish. Same thing, call the Megarish, Adaita Drabana Megarish. I'll prove it to you. So that's the issue. Because under the Chuppah, we say, Hariyat Mekudesh, just leave it, Tabazu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Why do we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? So we had Taisvis, in Ksubis, and Gimel Amen Aleph. I think there's similar Taisvis here in Gittin. That the reason we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael is because called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadosh. It's like a Tanai. So that's the Pnei Yeshua in the get, it also says Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Must be, now you're going to tell me Kedas Moshe Yisrael is just a Lashon. Just a nice Lashon. But then Taisus and Kedushin doesn't say that. Let's say we say it's a nice Lashon. Just we're saying it to make a condition. So here also by get, when you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, same thing, you're making a condition in the get called the Megarish, Adaita Drabana Megarish, and that's why the get is Midrabana could be Eikar a get. That's the Pesha's first chapter.
So the get is something.
I knew everyone's going to jump on that, and it's not, makes no sense logically, but it seems at first glance to make sense. When you think it through, it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, I don't mean anything personal. Let's work it out. This I mentioned to someone there downstairs also. Someone told me the same thing. Why is it good enough? The original Kiddush is Kedas Moshe Yisrael. If you stop and think through the logic of it, what are we doing here? We're taking a woman that Min HaTorah is what? Min HaTorah, she's Megureshes. And we're saying that she's married. Follow? So we're saying she's married. Now we're going to say, you know why she's married? Because originally she said Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Doesn't make sense. I mean, HaTorah, there was a get on that original Kedusha. So because she said Kedas Moshe Yisrael, that doesn't, well, that doesn't affect the get. She's Mekureshes afterwards. You follow?
We would say that originally
Kedusha,
right?
I admire your perseverance. Now think for a minute. Let's forget the word. Let's say I'm a Kaddish and Isha on the Tanai that you're masking. Okay? That's what it means. You're a robot, right? I'm a Kaddish on the Tanai you're masking. Fine. Then, 10 years later, I get a get, which is a solid get min HaTorah. Solid get min HaTorah. Now, Rabbanan said, want to say it's not a get. So I just say it's not a get. Because what? Because you're not masking to what? The original Kedushin, what? The get is a get min HaTorah. The Rabbanu came along, and they want to say it's a get.
The get is on Kedushin.
But a good get is like any Kedushin. No Tanai is going to change that. The get totally wipes out any Kedushin that pre-existed it. It doesn't matter, because that's what she saw, it's not going
to
change it. Or is that Kedushin Deraisa? Because that's what she says. Is a Kedushin Deraisa on the condition the Rabbanan are masking? If they're not masking, it's always Kedushin. It's not Kedushin Rabbanan. It's Kedushin Deraisa, but tonight that the Rabbanan are masking. So a get is going to knock that out, totally. No matter what the tonight is. Okay. Anyway, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to be masked. We'll have to argue later. But it's. Anyway, that's the Yeshua's first Mahalos. Now, for me, that's good enough. I don't know why he has to keep on going. No, it's good enough. That's why it should be Israel. But he brings a second chat from the Tshuva Sarash, which it's a very geshmaka svara, but it makes tzaris, it makes problems for us. The Tshuva Sarash says, we learned that the husband has to make the cipher a shliach to write the get. Tysis, there's a Tysis that disagreed, but we have, by and large, Tysis said that the husband really has to write the get. It's a kasav la sefer krisis. He's not a cipher, so he makes the cipher a shliach, and the shliach writes the get. Right? One of the reasons we said a cut is no good is because there's no shlichus. Guy is no good, there's no shlichus. So the gadol has to make, the husband has to make the cipher a shliach to write the get. Now, if the cipher writes a get, which is a bidievedik get, he leaves out, he writes his man for Malchus Sheinai Genes, which Lididan is a bidievedik get, Remeir, it's a apostle get. What happened now, the Tshuva Sarash, is that the shlichus is bottled. Min ha-tayra. I didn't make you a shliach to write a b'diavad that could get. I made you a shliach to write a get that's kosher l'chatchila. If I make you a shliach, let's say I send you to the store, and I tell you to go and buy me bread, and you came back, instead of buying me bread, you brought me cake. You say, cake is just as good. I'm not mechuyev to pay you. They say, what do you mean? You want them to be full of bread, be full of cake. I don't have to. They say it's similar, it doesn't change anything. If I make a person a shliach to write a get, I'm not writing him to write a get, l'malcha sheinai genes. I'm telling him to write a get the way a get's supposed to be written. If he is mishana, then the shlichus is batal. Since the shlichus is batal, any get that's midrabanan, that's no good midrabanan, is automatically no good min ha-Torah if it's written through a cipher. Because the cipher is only has a kayach of shlichus. If he has no kayach of shlichus, so then if he writes a get that's going to be a suffic get, am I going to pay the cipher? Can I ask you a question? Hire a cipher to write me a get. I want to be mgureshes for my wife. And then he writes a get, and when it's given, they pass in it's a suffic get. Now the cipher is going to come for me for money. Do you think I have to pay him? I have to pay him. I didn't make you a shliach to write such a get. I made you a shliach to write a get, which is a vade get. So Dr. Rush, it's a beautiful svara. That memela, the whole get is gone. The whole get is the shlichus is bottle. It says the shlichus is bottle. Now it's not a get min ha-Torah, because you can't write a get without shlichus, to a cipher. So mele, the whole get is bottle. Such a geshmaka svara. He said to the shliach to write a normal get, not to write a get that's teitzei mizel 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 like mamzer. That's the type of. Do you think so? If you make someone a shliach to buy you something, and he buys you something that only works for the abed, you think you have to do it? So you think you have to pay him? If the it has to be something the average person would be mapped on. I'm talking about something the average person would be mapped on. It's hard to understand because this get, it's worse than a bidyevet. The get is really not a get for all the chatchila purposes. Most normal human beings are not going to get to the bidyevet. They're not going to go and have kids with a bidyevet get. Basically, I told him write a get. He wrote a get, and that a psak is I have to do it again. So really, I got zero. I didn't even get holy bread. Right, I managed to have to do a get, and afterwards I have to do it again. I have to start all over. I think it's a very geshmaka svara. The problem is. Yeah, the sakuni shidarticha of Lailabus. Okay. The Peshua says the problem with this rush this is such a geshmak svara that we're going to have a problem all over the Masechta. Every time you have a get that the Sefer wrote a certain way, and we say b'di'evit, it's good. Why is it good b'di'evit? He left out Zman. So we're saying, now I'll get married. If you get married, then it's okay. Why don't we say the same thing? The Rosh Svara is such a good Svara that it can't be true. Because we don't know why. Heschel says he doesn't know why. But the Svara is so good that it'll mess up everything in the Masechta. On Gimel Amid Beis, we had that if you write a get without Zman, so you now get married, but if you get married, it's okay. Now, you could tell me that's talking with the husband himself as the cipher, and then the whole rush doesn't apply. It's true. But 99% of the time, the get is written through a cipher. So we have to find some way to deal with this rush without messing up the whole Masechta. The rush was talking one specific case, which I didn't speak out. You could see it in Tanei Yeshua. But it becomes like a riddle. It becomes a riddle. It messes up everything. It's interesting, when we're learning Kiddushin, is in Kiddushin also a similar thing. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger that messes up everything, which everyone is at a loss to be able to answer. Every Safik Kiddushin, in the Masechta there are a lot of Safik Kiddushin that take them, right? The dog is running after her, and she says, throw the bread to the dog and I'll be married to you. Says a shayla in the Gemara if it's good. So there are a lot of tekus in the Masechta. So Safik Kiddushin. So you know, if you learn Hilchus Kiddushin, you have 24 cases of Safik Kiddushin. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. He has a great kasha there. Let's say you marry a woman. You give her a ring in a way that's a Safik Kiddushin. Use a lashon of whatever lashon is a Safik if it's good. Okay? You say, Hariat Charufasi, Safik Kiddushin, right? So you give her the ring, and now you're Safik married to her. Right, so the chasm is over, and you find out it's a suffix chasm. Are you entitled to the ring back? You're entitled to get the ring back. Dini mominus, huh? You're entitled to mitzvah of avarai. You think? The Kivega says you're entitled to the ring back. I only gave you a ring on the condition that we'll be married. We're not married. It's a mekatos. It's a mekatos. But the psak is definite. The psak is that I'm not allowed to live with you until I give you another kedushin. What? No. He wants to be married. He doesn't want to be lumdish married. He wants to be actually married. He wants to be able to move into the apartment and live together. He doesn't want to be lumdish married. He wants to be actually married. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, of course she's going to have to give back the ring. What's the shaila? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, then I don't understand this whole Masechta. All this fake is, if she has to give back the ring, so then she's certainly not married. She didn't get anything. She got a ring, which she has to give back. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this kasha of all Safik Kiddushins. Now, how do you have all the Safik Kiddushins? You can have it by Shtar, maybe, or by Kaddish Badia, but you can't have it by Kiddushin Kesef. It's a Tarachian. We didn't have it as a good shot. So here, suddenly, we have the Feishur brings this Shuvah Sarash. And he, there are more cases of Safi Gittin than Safi Kiddushin. And he's saying, all the Safi Kiddushins is a major problem. Every Safi Kiddushin in the Masechta, if the husband wrote it, fine. If the Sefer wrote it, we have a major problem. He could say, I didn't make you a Shliach for this. The Shlichus of the Sefer is bottled. And the get is vaday, not a good get, they're not Torah. So Yeshua Baverks this problem. He says the rush is good, and he explains to an Agamara why it's always can get the Raisa. There's a problem in the rest of the Masechta. So it's one of those ideas that's nice to have, but what do you do? So I don't know, there must be some tarots, I just don't know what that is. You could learn that way. You could learn that it's a Safi Kiddushin and it takes ice Kiddushin because the Safi is ice Kiddushin. But it's a problem, I'll tell you the truth. It would answer the Shita Sarif. The Rif of Kiddushin leaves out all the Sfeikas of Kiddushin except for one. And Adarabba, it answers the Rif, why he leaves it out. But it doesn't explain the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, bring all the Safi Kiddushins and they call it a Safik Kedusha. That a second person gives Kedusha, takes him, he's out, he's out. So it's still a problem. Right, the third shot of the Pnei Yeshua is that Amish, again, the original question. The question was, how could you be Mevachel the rest that they could get? And say, Remeah says that it's always get. So the third shot he has is Amish is Remeah. Who was Eidei, still remember, Eidei Chasima Karati. We have that for a long time. Right, Remeah holds Eidei Chasima, you don't need Eidei Misi Remeah get. Eidei Chasima Karati. If you hold Eidei Chasima Karati, every Eidus I get is an Eidus Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima. And Yehuda pointed this out once, that every Eidus of Gittin is Eidus Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima. Why? Because you don't know when the get was written. The get has a certain date. But a get mu'ukhir is kosher. Shtam mu'ukhir, like most Rishonim, is kosher. So you can never be mazim the Eidim who signed the get. You can't say Manu Hayisem Vaisayay Vaisay Makim, because they'll say, oh, it was a get mocher, we wrote it a week earlier. It's Ba'atzem, it's Eidus Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima. Pnei Yeshua says that Remeah holds the Chazal made a takana that people shouldn't be ma'ir on Gittin. That people shouldn't be ma'ir on Gittin. He brings the lashon of the takana, which I didn't write down. But he says that Chazal and Misakin that are Gittin, like Remeah, are enough with Eidei Chasima, even though it's Eidei Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima. But Midrabanan, they were Misakin that it's a good get. So he's saying is that every get, Bizman Hazeh, is really a get to Rabbanan. Because really it's Eidei Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima, if you have only Eidei Chasima. Remeah holds that even though in a Torah you should require Eidei Shi'i Ata Yochal Hazima, you should require either that they should write clearly in the get, the Yom HaGet, or there should be Eidus on the Yom HaGet, but Midrabanan, it's kosher. So it comes out every get is really a Drabanan Dikaget. Because Man Azel Remeah has it like a condition that writes that, like you said before, called Makasha that Drabanan Makadish. The question is, you make Kedushin, it's a get to Rabbanan, and now we're going to be Eikur the get. Kash is, how could Bishop Shalom Malchus, how could be Eikur Gittin? There it is, Heimamru Veheimamru. The whole get, this man is there anyway, like Remeir, is a get to Rabbanan. Heimamru Veheimamru. Get to Rabbanan, Bishop Kavit Malchus, he could be Eikur. This is a Pnei Yeshua's third pshat, which I thought is the biggest daichik of the three pshatim. But the Chassam Sofer brings it down and he says, Divrei Pichachim Chayin, it's the nicest pshat of the three. Which if you start thinking about it, it's the most mechudish nikkav pshat. Every get, like the Remeah, is a get to Rabbanan. There's a makar for that, but still. But Akoponim, these are the three pshatim and how the Rabbanan were oiker the get here in our mission. Okay. Tomorrow I'm going to start from Shina Shmai Vishma. You should know there's a lot of Torah on Shina, Shmai, Vishma. It's all in Halacha. The question, it's a funny thing, I was at a chasna, just like Baimer in Toronto it was, and we signed the Tanoim. So the way we sign the Tanoim is the way it says in Gemara, Pliny ben Pliny, 8. The second one who signed it, he didn't sign Pliny ben Pliny, he signed whatever his name was, Ruven Schwartz, whatever his name was. That's why he signed it. So he got nervous. I told him, sign the way you called up, and he signed his last name. So I went, I got another Tanoim, and we rewrote it. So Shlomo Miller, who was there, told me that his Shveris Tanoim have two signatures. One signature says Naum Moshe Feinstein Aid. The other signature is Naum Rebel Yo Henkin Aid. They didn't write Ben. The chiddush to me that Rav Moshe agreed to sign ahead of Rav Henkin. That was the biggest chiddush from the whole story. They said they signed without Ben, not Ben at all. Obviously, it's kosher that way, right? So he told me when he does it, he also does Ben. Everyone does Ben, but that's the way they sign. Maybe Yitzchak Hashem will get it. What you have to do on Shina Shmai Vishma, you have to learn the Taisvis, And you have to be done on each case of a shinoi, what the din is, 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 what the din is